Good evening. I'm Elaine Quijano in Key Largo. This is our Western edition. The Sunshine State is taking its first blows from Hurricane Irma. Power was knocked out to tens of thousands today as the outer bands of the monster storm started lashing South Florida. Tomorrow morning, the Keys are expected to take a pounding before the Category 3 storm barrels up the Gulf Coast. Cities including Naples, Fort Myers, Sarasota, and Tampa are now expected to get battered with triple-digit winds and possibly a 15-foot surge of seawater. The storm could dump more than a foot and a half of rain. Tornado warnings have also been posted across South Florida. Irma is about 400 miles wide, and it's still expected to cause plenty of problems across the entire Florida peninsula. About 17 million people live in areas under hurricane warnings. More than 7 million in Florida and Georgia have been urged to leave their homes and get to a safer place. The storm killed more than two dozen in the Caribbean. Here in the Keys, evacuation orders are mandatory. Still, some have chosen to ride out the storm. Hurricane Irma's tropical force winds lashed the Keys this afternoon, hours before the storm's expected landfall.
If you've been
Florida Governor Rick Scott's warning was unmistakable.
Do not wait. Evacuate. Not tonight, not in an hour. You need to go right now.
The islands could be swamped, including half of the island of Key West. The storm surge is predicted to be 5 to 10 feet. Anything over 3 feet is considered life-threatening.
It's time to punch out. We need to get out of here.
Last-minute evacuees from the barrier islands filled up at this Turnpike rest stop, one of the only places still selling gas.
We've been working really hard last couple, like probably week, trying to get everything buttoned up. And we don't know what we're going to come home to.
Longtime residents known as conks have been through many a hurricane, but Irma, they say, is different.
You left a lot of people back there?
My mom and my aunt and my in-laws.
County officials opened four refuge sites on the Keys for those who stayed behind to ride out the worst of the storm. One of those is Key West High School.
We're not certain that the Key West High School is even going to save them. So we're worried about the people we love.
Across the state, at least 330 shelters are open. 11 of the 42 in Miami-Dade County are at capacity, including those that are pet friendly. About 175 miles northwest of here is the city of Naples, one of the jewels of Florida's Gulf Coast. It's expected to be one of Irma's first stops as it rumbles towards Tampa. Jonathan Vigliotti is there.